for at least three deaths.
It's devastating. There's thousands and thousands of people lost their homes.
He's in Plattsburgh, Nebraska, one of many hard-hit communities in the state. Vice President Pence will visit later today. There are also areas underwater from Kansas to Iowa to Missouri to Illinois to Wisconsin. They keep searching for the missing in Africa after a cyclone caused massive flooding. It's feared more than 1,000 people could be dead in Malawi, Mozambique, and Zimbabwe. The accused attacker in the Christchurch, New Zealand mosque massacres wants to be his own lawyer at trial.
He is a terrorist. He is a criminal. He is an extremist, but he will, when I speak, be nameless.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern in the Netherlands is still trying to figure out if yesterday's mass shooting was terrorism. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, prosecutors saying the nature of the attack and a note found in a getaway car suggest the shooting may have been terrorism. Three people died and five others were injured when shots were fired on a tram in the city of Utrecht. But authorities say other possible motives are being investigated. Local news reports suggest it could have been sparked by a domestic dispute. Three people have been arrested. The main suspect was detained after a seven-hour manhunt. Dave.
Simon, Fox News has learned ISIS fighters linked to the killing of four Americans in Syria have been captured. Boeing's CEO says his company's cooperating with federal investigators after the two crashes involving now grounded 737 MAX 8 jets.
The depth of pain felt by the loved ones of the passengers and crew on board is difficult to fathom, and they remain in our thoughts.
Dennis Muhlenberg says they'll soon release a software update and related pilot training to address 737 MAX 8 issues. An American Airlines flight from San Francisco to New York was diverted to Dallas yesterday to fix bathrooms that weren't working. This is Fox News.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
There may be yet another Trump-related investigation brewing in Washington. House Democrats want the FBI to probe a campaign donor who founded that spa in Florida implicated in a human trafficking ring that led to an NFL owner's arrest.
Top Democrats on the House and Senate Judiciary and Intelligence Committees say reports about Li Yang raise serious counterintelligence concerns. In a letter to the FBI, the lawmakers say Yang's company claims to provide Chinese clients a chance to mingle with President Trump. The request to the FBI asks for an investigation into what extent Yang has interacted with President Trump and how she was invited to a Super Bowl party at the president's West Palm Beach Country Club. Yang is the former owner of a spa where New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft and others were charged in a prostitution sting. Yang was not charged. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Well, President Trump will host Brazil's leader today at the White House, someone who's been called the Trump of the tropics.
Immigration, trade, and how to handle the crisis in Venezuela expected to dominate much of the conversation between President Trump and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro telling Fox's Shannon Bream through a translator.
The one country that is most interested in putting an end to Maduro's drug trafficking dictatorship is Brazil.
The Brazilian leader also expressed his support of the president's immigration policies, adding,
I would very much like the U.S. to uphold the current immigration policy because, to a large extent, we owe our democracy in the Southern Hemisphere to the United States.
Like the president, Bolsonaro has faced accusations of being xenophobic and racist, but the Trump administration says the meeting signals a historic remaking of the U.S.-Brazilian relationship. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
In Hawaii, there's legislation proposed to make it the first state in the U.S. to ban most plastics at restaurants. This would go farther than California, which last year became the first state to ban full-service restaurants from automatically giving out plastic straws. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The March Wines of the Month are a 2017 Indaba Sauvignon Blanc and a 2017 Indaba Mosaic, both from South Africa.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to thedecanterfinewines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellence and expertise. 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
Behind every great movement, there's a bright idea. Someone has a great idea. They tell others and it grows. The bright idea behind our community bank is that we keep the money working in the local area where it can help other local businesses and families grow. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Partly sunny skies, highs near 53 degrees today. Then tonight, showers likely after 1 a.m., lows around 40 degrees for your Wednesday. We've got some showers starting off the morning till about 1 p.m., highs near 50. And Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 51. It is currently 29 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, March 19th edition of Byers & Company. We are live in the studios in downtown Decatur. John Phillips Jr., running for city council, will be in studios. Mark Tupper and Tupper on sports, plus someone from Richland Community College coming in. Her name's actually Pixie. I love that. It's all next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Tuesday. Election day is literally right around the corner. And this is perhaps maybe the quietest election I can recall in the 23 years of doing this show. Not that the candidates aren't out doing what they're supposed to be doing. I just don't hear a lot of buzz, a lot of talk, a lot of conversation. I know that the debates have been had and there's forums that have been hosted and we have all of them coming in over the next couple of weeks. But I would ask you, John Phillips Jr., does it feel quiet to you?
Oh, absolutely. It's we just don't have the interest that we have had in the previous years.
Do you think that maybe, and I hope this isn't the case, but I fear that maybe it is, that the national anger, you know, just the screaming and yelling on a national level has sort of filtered down, and then the disappointment in what the state of Illinois is going through filters down to where people just quit paying attention to politics altogether?
I think that's absolutely it. People are very frustrated, and after they get frustrated, they just quit listening. Even though at this level, we're not doing that yelling and screaming, they just don't want to hear it anymore.
It's a sad thing because, you know, your school board is important. Your commissioners on your park board are important. City council, your mayor is important. They have a much greater impact on your day-to-day life than anything they do in Springfield or anything certainly they do in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. Yeah, we affect at the city council level and the school board. They affect your children's lives day to day to day. City council, what happens in this city every day? You deal with the stuff that happens on the national level. You know, hey, it has a little effect, but nothing like what the local level does.
All right, let's talk about you a little bit. Your dad ran for mayor last time around. Is this something in the family? I don't know that I've ever had a father-son in here as candidates for city office, but is it something that's just in the Phillips family?
Or maybe insanity. I'm not sure. The funny story is that he declared about a week before I was going to last time. And so I backed off just to keep people from being confused with the two John Phillips.
So you were going
to
run for council last time?
Yes.
Okay. And when he decided to run for mayor, you said I'll postpone that.
Correct.
Okay. You're a libertarian, a head of the Libertarian Party here in Macon County. How strong a party is the Libertarian Party here?
We've got something like 50 members right now. Like any other kind of volunteer organization, how many of them show up on a day-to-day basis might vary widely depending on what we're doing. Nationally, we're the third largest party in the country, so...
What does a libertarian mean to you? Because I feel like the definition of that has shifted a little over the years.
Well, it's shifted, and it honestly depends on who you talk to. The libertarians, to me, is somebody who believes in individual liberty over everything else.
Yeah, and get government out of the way.
Get government out of the way, okay. Yes.
Just, and this isn't a partisan election. I'm just curious because, I don't run into a lot of libertarians. I feel like some people have a libertarian streak. They're maybe just not all the way into joining the party.
Oh, that's very common, very common. And in fact, we, in the movement, we distinguish between small L libertarians and big L libertarians. A big L libertarian is a party member, and a small libertarian, L libertarian, is somebody who has many of the same beliefs but doesn't actually join the party.
Okay. Why are you running?
Well, because I've been living here for a very long time, off and on. I moved away for a few years at the end of the 90s, and my wife was born and raised here. My children are here. My mom and dad are here. My sister is here. And I love it here. I do. I would like to see the city progress in a positive direction and continue making improvements. And I feel like many of the people that make those decisions on the day-to-day basis these days are kind of stuck in the same old rut, and it's time for some new thinking.
Okay, so in what rut? I'm not asking specifically about any individual, just in general.
Seems to be a lot more worry about attracting, let's get these big employers in rather than and restricting. But then when a small employer wants to come in, it's all jump through hoops, but let's bend over backwards for the... Well, small business is something like 60 or 70% of the economy. So if anything, that's backwards.
Okay. And what would you do differently? As a council member.
As a council member, I'd work to reduce restrictions on opening small businesses and maintaining their things. Yes, I'm all for city beautification, but I don't think we should be keeping a business from withholding their occupancy permit because they don't have enough bushes in front of their property. I think that we've had businesses try to come into town and get delayed for years because their parking lot was short two parking spaces and have to redesign the parking lot and argue with the city about it and all that. Well, shouldn't a business be able to decide how many parking spaces they need?
So you're talking about just the bureaucracy in general?
In general, yeah. Yes.
You hear this from developers over the years. I believe that the last city manager, and of course we have a brand new city manager coming in, it's not on the job yet, so... Really tried hard to sort of change some of that internally down there because I think he felt the same way that there was some too much bureaucracy. I mean, it's hard to sort of change decades of mentality.
I don't like to speak negative of anybody, but I was not his biggest fan.
Okay, why is that?
Because he played favorites with exactly what you're talking about. We didn't have too many issues with him, but we did go through the process with several other people that we were trying to help get businesses started and watched, we're going to reduce restrictions and regulations for this guy and, help him jump through the hoops. But this guy, not so much. And I think that should be an even playing field across the board.
Okay, can you be any more specific about that? You went through what you went through, but I mean that's kind of vague.
It was intentionally vague, because I was trying not to make an issue out of it because he doesn't work here anymore.
Okay.
For instance, we were at one point my father was trying to help a minority business owner get city bids, and we were walking through the process, and then all of a sudden, we're not interested in talking to him anymore. There were some things like that went on.
Okay, what can a council member do to change the internal bureaucracy? I mean, because there's a lot of there's debate over the definition of what a council member's role is. I mean, there's legally what is described in a council manager form of government, and you are one vote. So, I mean, anything you want to do is, if you're elected on election day, you've got to get other council members to agree with you.
Correct. Well, the first is a example. You may not be a city employee's direct boss, but you do develop those relationships, some of which I already know several people that work down there. So you develop that relationship, and they come and ask questions, and they say, they will come talk to the council, and the council does offer some broad policy direction. Obviously there's the direct role. We are home rule city, so we do pass a lot of our own rules and regulations that we can either add to or take away as the needs fit.
Are you a fan of this form of government?
I would prefer a strong mayor system, and get rid of the city manager position altogether.
Do you think a strong mayor, though, actually doesn't have a city manager? I mean, you go to Springfield, Ryan McCrady will tell you, you know, that there's a strong mayor, but there's also a city manager. They just don't call him the city manager.
They just don't call him the city manager.
If you elect a mayor,
right.
Quite frankly, with all due respect to your dad or Julie or anybody else, that's not what they do for a living. I mean, so you've got to have somebody that's
To be a strong mayor position, one, it has to become a full-time position. So it would be what they do for a living.
Yeah, but it's not their training and it's not their, I mean, right. You know, Rahm Emanuel doesn't, is not qualified on his own to run the city of Chicago.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And but it's the same as, you know, any other kind of supervisor. You have to know things and you do still have to have a city manager, but what you have is a little more accountability.
Would you rather go to an aldermanic form of government or just a strong mayor or the hybrid that's sort of in between?
Probably a hybrid that's somewhere in between. I do like to have at-large positions, but I would like to also have the, you know, different neighborhoods have some representation either. How we would do that in a city the size of Decatur is up to debate because we don't have enough population to really have, you know, we don't want to have 15 council members.
No, because nothing would get done.
Right.
And you would argue the minutia of every neighborhood over and over and over where nothing would happen.
Exactly.
All right. So would that be something you would actively pursue as a council member, or are you running under this system, realizing it's this system and want to operate within this system?
I would operate under this system. If somebody else was to pursue it, I would support it, but I would not be actively pursuing it.
Okay. When you announced your candidacy, you said that we're going to have to cut services and expenses, that we are not a growing city and that people don't want to admit or talk about the hard choices. Elaborate a little on that for me.
Yeah, the biggest thing is, you know, to me, that government has basically two responsibilities, public safety and infrastructure. Anything over that is a bonus. Obviously, city fire, city police, roads are the main, you know, bridges, those kind of things. Anything else that we spend money on is in addition to what we would. And when we're sitting there and we're, you know, worried about deficit budgets and we're worried about, excuse me, those kind of things, we've got to, sometimes there are going to have to be some hard choices. The city does give a lot of, I was at the city council last night and they gave a total of $90,000 to two different charitable programs. Both of which are programs I support heartily. One was OKO and one was Project Reed. And unfortunately, sometimes when budgets get tight, you know, just like you and I, you know, I give a lot of my yearly income to charity. And if my yearly income gets cut, sometimes I have to give a little bit less to charity because I have to. Now, there are alternative ways we could pursue those and still provide that support. Yeah, we've got a very nice civic center. So, hey, if we don't have that money this year, maybe we can donate some civic center time for your organization to have a fundraiser. Those kind of things.
The city doesn't actually run the civic center,
though. Well, no, but
it's the most screwed up deal in the history of screwed up deals. They have to pay for any deficit that they end up at the end of the year, but they don't actually have any say as to what the civic center does.
Right. I was just saying
good luck because they charge you to turn the air conditioning on.
Oh yeah.
So overall, are you positive, negative, in between about where we are right now and where we're headed?
In between. There's lots of positives. The schools have made a lot of progress that doesn't get enough credit. We've got our public schools are sending, you know, my oldest was starting to go into school, there was a lot of debate about what school we were going to send him to. We ended up going through the Catholic schools because that's where my wife did. But at the time, we're like, you know, it was, you know, it wasn't, Decatur Public Schools wasn't an option. But now, if we were redoing that decision, I would have to reconsider because the public schools have come a long way. There are improvements in employment. There are some improvements in city things. I mean, even, you know, I've been very hard on the city administrative court, but there have even been some reforms there. Things are going in the right direction. Sometimes I think that maybe they're going in the right direction despite of what we're doing instead of because of. But other times I have a lot of faith in a lot of the people on the school board right now, things like that. There are some very good people on the city council right now, and I'm very happy with all my competitors in this race. I don't agree with some of the things they say. We disagree on different things, but I think that every single one of them really wants to do what's best for the city. So,
all right. So, what can you realistically accomplish as a city council person?
Well, the biggest thing is getting voices heard, and getting an. For me personally, it's getting a different voice out there. We go to these city council meetings, and I listen, and so much of it's the same thing over and over and over. And having somebody with a different perspective on it would help. And I noticed that even in just this campaign, as we've been going around to these different events, and people listen to what I've got to say, and people listen to what everybody else has got to say, and I start to hear some, you know, and I've done, and it's been the reverse is true, just to be fair, but I hear some of the other people that are running start to reiterate some of my talking points. And I have learned some things from them that I've started to reiterate some of theirs. So that's been, it's been a learning experience for all of us. And so then when we start having that interaction, that's how change happens.
All right. So when you say more voices heard, what do you specifically mean by that? I mean, because I don't know that voices are shut down. Sometimes people have to participate.
Right.
You know, and oftentimes I think we blame leadership for chunks of the community not participating.
Yeah. And that's not what I mean at all. What I just mean is people with different perspectives. We get people, you tend to get stuck in, hey, we elect the same kind of people.
But I don't know what that means. Kind of people.
With ways of thinking. Okay, hey, we have people like, you know, hey, we think about big business, and we don't think about, okay, hey, this, how this affects the small business, whatever. I mean, that's not necessarily a good example.
I guess I look at the city council right now, and I see a whole lot of different voices. I mean, you got Bill Faber, you got Pat McDaniel, you got David Horn, you got Lisa Gregory, you got Julie Moore. I don't know that's one voice. I certainly don't look at our present council as being of one mind and one voice only.
Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree just because they all, yeah, once again, they, to me, they all fall under the, hey, government is the solution. And to me, 99% of the time, government is not the solution.
Okay, I get you there, but that seems to contradict, like, when you say more voices. I hear more voices, I hear more government. I hear, well, we want more. We want more handouts, we want more services. You're saying streets and fire and police and doing the infrastructure, that's one thing. An aldermanic form, that seems to be the exact opposite of your philosophy.
It all depends on who you elect.
Well, yeah, but if you go to an aldermanic, a couple hundred people will make that decision. And that doesn't mean
right, but I see, and that's the, why I said, hey, maybe a hybrid, and I didn't know how it would work in our city. But, you know, hey, everything has its pluses and minuses. And yes, a lot of people want more government. But if they've got somebody out there in front of them talking about, hey, guess what? That isn't the right answer, and this is why, this is how more government hurts you, that's a new voice they haven't heard before.
Okay, so from a small business perspective, because I agree with you that small business is the backbone of the American economy. Mm-hmm. You run a small business on the west end of town. Mm-hmm. Certainly the west end of town has seen major revitalization over the last mm-hmm. 20 years. I mean, I think if you moved away 20 years ago and came back, you wouldn't recognize Milliken's campus.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, very close to that is exactly what I did. I moved to Arizona in 96 and then back in 2000, or 2001. And the difference between that end of town between 96 and today is outstanding.
Okay. What would you build on? Things that are already in the works or things that have cropped up over the last couple of years? I mean, share some of the positives. I mean, some of the things you mentioned the school district, but you're not running for school board.
No,
you're running
for
city council. What are the positives?
The Farm Progress Show.
Yeah.
Let's talk. It's a great thing. Honestly, I've been agitating to with the national and state legalization of industrial hemp. We could encourage our local area farmers to do that, bring in business process it. And we have a location out there to have a nationwide show that showcases the many positive uses of the product.
Okay. I mean, obviously, those kind of things, you bring people into a community, spend money. I look at a number of the quality of life things that have happened. You know, some of those private gifts, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes the city has a little skin in the game, but mm-hmm. but for the overall gift, it's certainly worth it. I look at what's happening on the east end of town, and I think the Park District and the City of Decatur have to be partners. I mean, you know, the city owns the lake and the Park District owns the land, but the experience is what people want. They don't care who owns what.
Right. We have the family had the restaurant in the Park District for years, and I've got friends that are on the Park Board. And the and that cooperation, and it needs to happen with the park district, it needs to happen with the school board, it needs to happen with the county. That cooperation, and the current council has been working on that, with some success, some not success, not all their fault, not anybody's, it's just one of those things that happens. But that's something we definitely need to continue to work on. Though, once again, we talk about reducing government. Illinois has 7,500 units of government, something like that, almost twice what the next closest state has. And some of that is the townships and the things like that. And while I know some people are big fans of the township, that's just one more layer of government that, when you're trying to make all these individual entities work together, it's just one more cog that can jam up the works.
And it's not going to change.
No.
I mean, not in Illinois.
No, yeah. To change that and to do that requires some action at the state level, and you and I both know how hard that is.
All right, they're talking about road construction projects yesterday. Senator Menard was in town with his committee. Where would you like to see the focus, at least the city council's focus, on projects like that for the future of Decatur?
Projects from the city, it absolutely has to be road infrastructure. I've had some issues with some of the decisions of what the cash council has decided to do with that tax money from the gas tax. But overall, with that, we need to improve that infrastructure. We need to be fixing these roads because, honestly, businesses don't want to come in if they can't drive down a road.
Your average citizen, I'm sure you run into this as you're out campaigning, don't realize the difference between state roads and city roads
and county roads and where the lines are.
There's only so much you can do as a council. You can't fix 51.
Right. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't because it's not a city road. There's only certain parts of different roads you can fix. But current infrastructure, we drive on these roads every day. And our citizens need to be able to get to work without damaging their cars.
All right. What about property taxes?
I hate them, as we all do. Overall, my focus is now. I know my father ran with a focus on property tax, and I would like to reduce them, but it's not my focus. I would at this current point, I would just say, hey, we need to freeze the city portion.
Keep them where they are.
Keep them where they are. And when I say freeze, I mean keep from going up. If property values are falling and appraisals are going down, then property taxes should go down, which obviously makes budgeting difficult. But Winston Churchill said we cannot tax ourselves into prosperity, and he is 100% correct.
If we could elect him governor, it would be a good start. All right, so let's talk about gaming, final topic here, because it's sort of here, and unfair maybe to new council candidates. I'm not asking you what we should have done because you weren't there, but what do we do moving forward?
Okay, gaming and marijuana fall in the same category for me, and I know that's been something that's been discussed with the mayoral candidates lately, though not as much with the city council candidates, and that's we cannot legislate morality. I don't think that it is our job to tell people, hey, what they can and can't do on their own time. Having said that, I don't like gambling. I'm not a fan of gambling. I think that it takes a lot of money out of our community that could be staying here. I think it preys on people who really can't afford to be losing. So while I wouldn't, advocate for any legislation against it, I would, definitely as people start to, some of them are folding and some of them, I would, definitely not increase it. And if we see an opportunity without overstepping those kind of bounds to reduce it, I would absolutely encourage that.
Yeah, I see a difference between like locally owned businesses versus these out of town companies. They paid the legislature a lot of money to get these laws passed in their favor, and they're taking millions, just this community, communities all over the state of Illinois.
And they make more money on their investment than casinos in Vegas do. They get some, I forget what the exact numbers are, but the payback, is just.
Well, and they're getting a bigger, better deal than any of the boats and all the other things that we're here for long. One thing on marijuana, though, I'm not asking a moral question. I'm asking a realistic question. Right now in this community, there are over 1,000 jobs available right now. This is the big misnomer. Everybody running for office is always pro-job. I've yet to meet a candidate that's not. What we have is disconnect between getting our kids ready for those careers and having the skills they need to get into those careers. Legalizing marijuana to me seems like a hurdle, another hurdle for some of these kids. Because if you're ADM or you're McLeod Trucking, you test positive for marijuana, you're not going to be driving one of their trucks, whether you're doing it on your own time or not. Aren't we just adding more obstacles for these kids by accepting it and legalizing it on a chase for money?
Well, see, I don't review it as a chase for money.
Well, that's exactly what J.B. Pritzker's thinking.
Oh, I know. That's exactly what J.B. Pritzker's thinking. And that's I actually issued a challenge on Facebook the other day to David Horn and Julie Moore to debate them on the marijuana issue because they both came out against it. And I said that I would not debate revenue. I would not use that as any of my argument. I would use the thing that we're putting people in prison for it.
You and I are in agreement on that. I'm not talking about criminalizing it. I'm talking about accepting it and legalizing it, just being one more obstacle to the jobs that we have in this community where kids could be making $65,000 a year and can't because they can't pass a drug test.
Right. And there, you know, and once again, that comes down to, personal decision. And honestly, legalizing it, you know, while there were, you know, a couple initial studies that claimed difference over time have proved that, teen use actually goes down where it's legal. So it becomes, you know, less of an issue.
A study here in the U.S.?
Yeah.
How long does it have to be legal for us to actually know what long-term findings are? I mean, because
when I say long-term, when Colorado first legalized, somebody immediately ran a study within months.
Yeah.
And, oh, there's a spike. Well, it turned out that on further reflection, there was a spike only because it was in two counties and it was a flawed study. And then over time, over the next teen use fell, you know, over the next few years. It's been legal in Colorado for a while now.
Yeah, a couple of years. I mean, not a long one.
We're not talking decades.
All right, I got to wrap things up. I'm late here. How do people get a hold of you? Website, social media, whatever, if they're interested in finding out more.
www.johnphillipsforliberty.com, John Phillips for City Council, or they can call my cell phone number, 217-412-5973.
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Taking a quick break. Back with more after this.
Stories for You are available each and every day at nowdecatur.com. Brought to you in the month of March by St. Teresa High School. Hear podcasts, check out videos and photo galleries, and stay on top of what's happening in Decatur and Macon County. We go everywhere you are with the free Now Decatur app on iTunes and Google Play. All of this is brought to you in the month of March by St. Teresa High School, a winning tradition. Learn more about St. Teresa High School by clicking their link at nowdecatur.com.
Hi, this is Brady Streckler from the Brass Horn. If you know me, you know that I love to wear men's and a main dress shirt. Thanks to the breathable microfiber stretch material in these American-made shirts, you'll never be more comfortable heading into work or out to dinner. Non-iron and machine washable, these shirts are super easy to take care of and always ready to wear. Come in today to try on a men's and a main dress shirt at the Brass Horn, located on Prairie Street in the heart of downtown Decatur, where you'll always find the right fit.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The March Wines of the Month are a 2017 Indaba Sauvignon Blanc and a 2017 Indaba Mosaic, both from South Africa.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to thedecanterfinewines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellence and expertise. 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
Behind every great movement, there's a bright idea. Someone has a great idea. They tell others and it grows. The bright idea behind our community bank is that we keep the money working in the local area where it can help other local businesses and families grow. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science, innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Hello, this is Mike King from Merryman Herbs. We are open daily and serving the Decatur area for over 40 years. We've had the privilege of helping our customers get healthy and learn about the benefits natural products and supplements have to offer. As a local business owner, I know the importance local dollars play in helping your community and family-owned businesses like ours. For every $100 spent, 68 of those dollars go back into our community. This year, Merryman Herbs and New Op Media encourage you to visit the businesses owned by your friends and neighbors like Merryman Herbs. Shop local, buy local, and enjoy the savings and value when you shop at Merryman Herbs.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Partly sunny skies today, highs near 53 degrees. Then for tonight, looking at some showers overnight, mainly after 1 a.m. with lows around 40 degrees. Wednesday, we're starting off the day with some showers that should taper off about 1 p.m. with highs near 50 degrees. Then for your Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 51. It is 28 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We start with both NBA and college basketball.
Well, even the most casual of NBA fans knows the name of Dirk Nowitzki of the Dallas Mavericks. That's probably because he has been around a long time. This is his 21st season in the league. That is a long time for anybody in any professional sport. And this is likely his last season. He's expected to retire at the conclusion of this season. Last night, he moved into sixth place in the NBA career scoring list. And that resonates when you consider who he passed. He passed Wilt Chamberlain. This is actually the second time he's moved into sixth place, which is kind of weird. He was in sixth place, then LeBron passed him, and so he had to pass Wilt to get sixth place back again. He will be remembered as a game-changing seven-footer. Players who were like Wilt Chamberlain, who were 7 feet tall, were strictly low post, close to the basket scorers, but Dirk became the league's first really reliable seven-foot outside shooter. He has made 1,960 career three-pointers. So he is sixth on the career scoring list. Michael Jordan is fifth. LeBron recently passed Michael and is now fourth. Kobe Bryant is third all-time. Karl Malone second. And number one is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Kareem is the only seven-footer to score more points than Dirk Nowitzki in the history of the NBA. That's kind of interesting to me. Yesterday in college basketball, we talked about the NCAA tournament bracket being out. There's two play-in games tonight, so technically the tournament begins tonight. Farley Dickinson versus Prairie View A&M. That sounds like two teams we'll never hear from again. They play at 5:40, and then Temple against Belmont at 8:10. There's also the NIT going on. You know, I looked at that bracket, and there's some pretty good teams and some very familiar names. These are all schools that we have seen at one time or another in the NCAA tournament in the NIT field this year, including five from the Big East. That would be Butler, Creighton, Georgetown, Providence, and Xavier. The top four seeds in the NIT are Indiana, Alabama, TCU, and North Carolina Greensboro. Also in the NIT field, kind of familiar names, North Carolina State, Texas, Clemson, Memphis, Colorado, Nebraska from the Big Ten, Providence, Arkansas, Dayton, and Loyola of Chicago. Sister Jean has been vanquished to the NIT this year. That tournament starts tonight, 6 o'clock on ESPN. Indiana plays St. Francis, and the other Big Ten team, Nebraska, they play Butler tomorrow night. That tournament will conclude on April the 4th in Madison Square Garden.
All right, we'll do a little women's NCAA and the Cardinals on the other side of the break with Tupper on Sports.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, women's basketball.
Well, the women's NCAA tournament bracket is also out. And for the first time since 2006, UConn, University of Connecticut, is not a number one seed. Baylor is the number one overall seed. The other number ones are Notre Dame, who's the defending champion, Louisville, and Mississippi State. Connecticut, it's not like they're having a horrid season. They're 31-2, so they're a number two seed, and they open against a 15th seed Towson. Their only losses were at Louisville and at Baylor, and both of those teams are number one seeds. So, you know, this is a school that won four consecutive national championships from 2013 through 2016. They've been in the Final Four for 11 consecutive years. So I'm a long ways from counting them out. I'm just pointing out that it's really unusual to not see them on the number one line in the tournament. Also, in baseball, looking down at spring training in Jupiter, coming off a strong outing yesterday, it looks like Dakota Hudson will be the Cardinals' fifth starting pitcher, joining Jack Flaherty, Michael Wacha, Miles Michaelis, and 37-year-old Adam Wainwright. Carlos Martinez ailing now. We'll see what happens with him. Really, their pitching has been very good. That's not a surprise. Their offense, however, been another matter. They are the lowest scoring team in baseball in the spring. They have the lowest batting average in the spring, the lowest OPS, which is on-base plus slugging, in all of baseball in the spring. You know, you can look at that and say, well, it's only spring, and that's true. And there's seven games left before they open the season March 28th at Milwaukee, but I think they'd probably feel better about things if they got the bats going in what's left of spring training before they start the season up in Beertown.
All right, my friend, enjoy your day. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Our good friends at Decatur Blue. Wow, are they fantastic. They're located at 230 West Wood Street in downtown Decatur. DecaturBlue.com is their website. 423-7589 is the telephone number. And they do everything. And over the years, they've done everything for us. Posters, banners, brochures. They do fleet graphics. That's the whole vehicle wrap. Window graphics, cut vinyl, laminating, trade show booths, banner stands, business cards, sidewalk graphics, artist stretch canvas, label stickers, static clings, directional signage, sandwich boards, and just about anything you want or need. And they've been serving Central Illinois for over 60 years. Outstanding customer service. A very helpful, incredibly knowledgeable staff. And committed to you, your needs, your satisfaction. They're driven to provide positive customer experience. They welcome tight schedules, demanding deadlines. They deliver fast turn projects with professional results. Professional graphic design services available in-house. They're great. Budget conscious sales team, on-site setup and installation. And you can visit them online, DecaturBlue.com. You can also find them at Facebook/DecaturBlueprint. They do amazing work every year. I'm just blown away by the quality, the caring.
The turnaround.
We needed a banner for the St. Patrick's Day parade. A banner for the parade, because we had our partners with Blue Rock. We would put their logo on there. We had an Decatur banner we could have carried, but we want something green and something really cool looking. And so when I was looking around, I think we had the only banner that was personally made for the parade.
I think so, yes.
And they turned it around for us in 24 hours. That's what I'm talking about. Dan, his whole crew, Dan with two N's. Thank you very much. DecaturBlue.com. Or give them a call today at 423-7589. Whether it's like literally as something as simple as the best looking business cards you'll ever see, to sidewalk graphics, to wrapping vehicles, fleets, they do it all. They're great partners. You should give them a try. As they used to say years ago, for all of your printing needs. Marquee Coffee Break, fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Hi, I'm Tom Brinkotter, and I sell homes for a living. You might say, I sell Decatur for a living. And what a difference a few years has made. Decatur is in a renaissance. Just look at downtown. It's a business community reborn. Restaurants and shops are thriving, and that helps to increase property values in the city as a whole.
But neighborhood revitalization is more than just tearing down homes. It's about building up our community as a whole. This is Reverend Courtney Carson. I'm proud of the work we're doing to make Decatur a better place for all of our people. Partnering with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we're getting the job done. I hope you'll vote for her on April 2nd.
I know I will. Decatur is moving in the right direction. We need to keep the progress going. Join Reverend Carson and I and vote to reelect Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
We most certainly thank God for Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Decatur family, stay blessed and productive.
and let's get out and vote April 2nd for our mayor, Julie Moore Wolf.
This message paid for by Friends of Julie Moore Wolf.
It's the 2019 Newhoff Media Kids Fest, presented by Melanie and Al Schelling, State Farm Insurance. Come enjoy airwalk actions, bounce houses, obstacle course, and slide. Plus entertainment from Awesome Squad, Sally the Clown, Steps Dance Studio, and more on the Hickory Point Bank stage. Find tons of interactive fun booths from Sky Zone, Amagi Learning, Decatur Park District, and Children's Museum of Illinois. Plus a ladies' shopping corner. Kids Fest, it's fun for the whole family. At the Decatur Civic Center, Saturday, March 23rd from 11 to 4. Brought to you in part by Staley Credit Union.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday. Does it feel like a Tuesday to you?
No, it kind of feels like it should be maybe a Thursday.
I know. It doesn't seem like a long start to the week. Yeah. Well, hey, who doesn't love photography? We heard about this Richland deal, the Hope Club hosting an amateur photography contest. And we asked a guest to come in and talk about it. Pixie Fantasy is with us. What a great name.
Thank you.
What's the story behind it?
My parents lived in New Orleans at the time, and they knew a little girl named Pixie, and they just liked it. So
I know probably it was tough as a kid. Sometimes, but for the rest of your life, it's a great name.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
All right, tell me what you do at Richland.
Okay, I'm a full-time psychology and sociology teacher at Richland, and I'm co-advisor for Hope Club, which stands for Helping Out People Everywhere.
Helping Out People Everywhere. And what is the goal of that club? I mean, beyond the obvious of helping out people everywhere.
We try to raise money for different non-government organizations. We do Coats for Kids every year for Dove. Right now we're collecting toilet paper for the food pantries. We try to sponsor speakers every once in a while to come in and talk about issues that may be coming up. We do a lot of collecting and then a lot of giving away of money. We usually buy some animals through Heifer and send to different countries. We also support an orphanage that I have an organization for. It's called Stand Up for Grace, and it's supports an orphanage in one of the slums in Nairobi.
Okay, so this is made up mostly students, or is it students and faculty?
It's students, and then there's two of us that do advising that are faculty. Right. Deb Yaden's the other co-advisor.
All right, so you're hoping to impart some, what this means to give back in life, and hopefully they take that and move forward for the rest of their lives doing the same thing.
Yes.
Okay, great stuff. All right, so this photography contest. Now, the great thing about, I read a statistic, and I don't have the exact numbers off my head, but there have been more pictures, like 50 times more pictures taken in the last 10 years than in the history of photography, because everyone is now carrying a camera around full time.
Yes, right.
And I often wonder today how tough it is to be a professional photographer, when you've got all of this out there. But this is a contest that's open to everyone, right?
It's open to amateurs.
Okay, well, and so as long as you're not in business as a professional photographer.
Right, as long as you've never sold a picture or you've took a picture and gotten paid for it.
Okay, so people who just do it for fun.
Right.
All right,
right.
And so what do people need to know about the contest itself?
Well, because we're Hope Club, helping out people everywhere, we want a picture that shows someone helping or something that represents maybe a social problem. And then they need to have a caption such as if they think we need more clean water on Earth, they could use a picture of a waterfall. And then describe underneath that how many people don't have clean water, and then give an organization.
So a theme and a message of some sort. Now, it's $5 if you enter two submitted photographs. And you actually have to have printed photographs, right?
Yeah.
It's not a digital entry.
Right. And they have to be at least 5x7. They have to be vertical. and they have to either be matted or framed.
Okay, and then where do they turn these in and pay their $5 entry fee?
Okay, they can come out to Richland on the 26th, which is of March, which is a Tuesday, or the 27th, which is a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then between 9 and 12 and 2 and 4, they can leave them in the student engagement office, which if you walk in the main door of Richland, mm-hmm. where the flag is and the metal sculpture, and then sort of go to your left, you'll see it.
Okay, and that's room C133.
Yes.
And then the winner is going to be announced on the 29th, and then these photographs will be on display?
Yeah, we'll have them on display the day of the contest from 9 to 6, and then the winners will be on display that Friday, and then people can come pick up their pictures on Monday.
All right, so the first place is going to get $100.
Right, first place is going to get $100, second $50, and then third place is $25. And then we do a People's Choice Award where people can just write down the number of the picture that they like, and whoever gets the most votes on that, then we'll get one also.
Okay, so the photographs must be submitted the 26th or the 27th.
Yes.
So that's next week.
Yes.
And once they're in, then the 29th, you're going to be announcing the winner, and then that $100 prize will go to them. And then if folks want to just see the photography, how do they do that?
They just come out to Richland.
And where will they be on display?
They'll be in the Mueller Center, which, again, if you walk in the main door, you'll see it.
Fantastic. Pixie Fantasy, we appreciate it. How do people, can they find this online or on Richland's website?
They can find it on Richland's website. If you just go to Richland's website, there will be an advertisement for it. You just click on that, and it'll take you to that.
Take you all the details.
A couple other things we're doing that same day is we're having a pet portrait raffle to raise money, and we'll be selling tickets that day for the pet portrait raffle, and then we'll also be selling some handmade African items from Kenya.
All right, very cool. We appreciate you coming in today.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today we do have partly sunny skies, highs near 53 degrees. Then for tonight, showers mainly after 1 a.m. with lows around 40 degrees. For your Wednesday, we've got showers in the morning till about 1 p.m., highs around 50 degrees. Thursday, looking at mostly sunny skies, highs near 51. It is 28 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Hi, this is Brady Streckler from the Brass Horn. If you know me, you know that I love to wear men's and a main dress shirt. Thanks to the breathable microfiber stretch material in these American-made shirts, you'll never be more comfortable heading into work or out to dinner. Non-iron and machine washable, these shirts are super easy to take care of and always ready to wear. Come in today to try on a men's and a main dress shirt at the Brass Horn, located on Prairie Street in the heart of downtown Decatur, where you'll always find the right fit.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 19th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
Newhoff Media is searching for a director of digital sales and client services to join our team. The ideal candidate will have a desire to help our business customers succeed using our robust suite of digital marketing platforms. You can be responsible for the vision, implementation, and execution of our customers' digital success. Knowledge of the ever-changing online world is required. A passion to help others succeed is a must. Apply online at newhoffmedia.com.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The March Wines of the Month are a 2017 Indaba Sauvignon Blanc and a 2017 Indaba Mosaic, both from South Africa.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to thedecanterfinewines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellence and expertise. 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Looking for fast, reliable internet? Well, look no further. With Xfinity XFi, you get the ultimate speed, coverage, and control you need to enjoy the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. That means having the kind of internet that can keep up with the connected devices in your home, even when everyone's online at the same time. And when you need the kids to put down their phones and tablets for dinner, Xfinity can help with that too. A simple tap on the XFi app, and just like that, you've paused your in-home Wi-Fi and brought the family together. Just another way Xfinity makes life simple, easy, awesome. Get started with a special offer on Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. You'll get the best in-home Wi-Fi experience with great coverage throughout your home. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. Offer ends 3/21/19. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Limited to performance started internet, equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. All right, countdown to opening day still ahead. We will be wrapping that up pretty quick. Got all next week, and then I guess just a little beginning of the week after that. And
yeah,
then we'll
April
have
2nd.
Our winner, two tickets to see the Cardinals on opening day. And, of course, we give away the great Heinkel's meat product each and every day. Tuesday is what?
Tuesday is Andouille sausage. Spicy sausage.
Do you think Andouille's spicy?
Everybody
has their own definition, I guess.
I love it, personally.
I do, too. Yeah, Tuesday is Andouille. Wednesday's Wieners. And then Heinkel Hickory Spunk Bacon on Thursdays. And then Jalapeno and Cheese Wieners on Friday. Good stuff all the way around. So check it out. That's coming up before the end of the show today. And then don't forget on April 2nd, we'll have Brett Jurger and Kevin Berhaney, and we're going to do all things Cardinals. Apologies to Cub fans ahead of time. Just we're a Cardinals affiliate.
And that's just the way it goes?
Yeah. I thought it was funny. There was a guy that I bounced from our Facebook page, didn't live here, and he gave us a bad review or rating on our Facebook page because we are up St. Teresa's. Oh, he was using all this foul language. It's like,
was this recently?
Yeah.
Oh, good grief.
And it was just like, okay, I don't even know how to explain this to you.
Yeah.
Because clearly you're not capable of understanding it. This is why I don't think we need more marijuana.
No. I mean, would people be more chill? Or...
No, I think they would be dumber. I think that's the problem. It's not chill or not chill. It's just a level of ignorance that's celebrated in this country today that I'm just not quite certain about. Yeah, we are a St. Teresa Bulldog affiliate. That's who we are.
Yeah.
And we have 5 radio stations in this market, and we have another radio station that does all the other high schools and does. And he also said it was first of all, the complaint was that it was St. Teresa. We are up St. Teresa's, you know, if you fill in the blank.
Yeah.
And then it was too much sports. And it was really funny because I was looking over the course of, like, the Nowdecatur Facebook page, how much we have a Tupper segment every day. And then during football and basketball season, we have scores. That's the totality of the sports. I always wonder, like, can you imagine, like, let's just say you moved somewhere else. And in your new life, living wherever you live, all you did was, like, go back and check on your old town's Facebook page. Do you not find those people kind of especially annoying?
Kind of different. I mean, I understand if you still have
you want to keep up on the news.
Yes. Or, you know, you still care about the community you used to live in. You like to know what's going on. That's fine. But just, like, still hating on it?
Yeah.
Bitter much?
Let it go.
Yeah.
Just let it go. That's all I'm saying. All right, we got more Elton John. This movie looks fantastic. They had a big party last night. We'll tell you about that.
countdown to opening day with Heinkels, and Sergey will be stopping by to talk about Sleeping Beauty. Is that right around the corner? I believe it is.
Yes, this Sunday I'm actually going to rehearsal.
Get all the details coming up after the top of the hour, stories and news. You're listening to Byers & Company right here on WSOY. Don't go anywhere.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Lumber. The Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce.